Lemmy was a, I mean, he was a big deal in the metal scene, especially in this kind of the. So it's funny you mentioned the social media thing, because a lot of people, metal fans in particular, are very precious about their people and their music and their guys, and they hate when mainstream society all of a sudden latches on to one of their heroes. And it's inevitable now. Like anybody that dies, you know, it's like a Twitter hashtag like R.I.P. Lemmy, and it's kind of corny. Most people should know Lemmy was the head of a influential metal band called Motorhead, and before Motorhead, who went on for many, many years. Like I said, they were still playing shows as of like a few months ago. Prior to Motorhead, Lemmy was in a band called Hawkwind.
And which is what we're listening to right now.
We're listening to you right now, yeah. Hawkwind, he did several records with Hawkwind in the 70s, and that was kind of, any Hawkwind fan would say that that was the best records they did, probably, and probably the best era of the band, if you can look at it.
Listening to Hawkwind, the Lemmy era, early mid-1970s, and this is What's on Your Turntable. John Anderson is the voice you're hearing at Reverberation Vinyl, across from Illinois Wesleyan on Main Street in Bloomington. And what's the name of the album here we're playing?
It's a Space Ritual. This is like the ultimate.
This is the classic one.
This
right?
is like, yeah, this is like the ultimate Hawkwind album, and it's a live record that was recorded in 72. On this famous Space Ritual tour they did. The Lemmy thing, like I said, Lemmy and Hawkwind was, he wasn't the main songwriter, he was the bass player, and he was the bass player that came into the band via audition, and he was a guitarist. He'd never played bass in his life, and a friend of his, a guy called Dick Mick, who was also in Hawkwind, was one of the great names.
Great name, yeah.
Great names in rock, because Dick Mick was on Oscillator. So Dick Mick and Lemmy were roommates and friends and speed freaks together. The bass player Hawkwind went missing, and Dave Anderson quit or whatever, and Dick Mick invited Lemmy down to play. He'd never played bass in his life, and they handed him a bass, and Nick Turner from Hawkwind said, okay, try to play in the key of E, and this is a song called You Shouldn't Do That, and they went from there. And Lemmy's style, he had a very unique style as bass player, and he played bass kind of like a guitar, like a six-string guitar a little bit, like a rhythm guitar. And his style is very, very driving. And this first song we're going to play is the first song, the first true song on Space Ritual, called Born to Go. And it's his propulsive sound is what drives this band, and especially live. And it was insane. They were an incredible experience. But Hawkwind were the ultimate space rock band, and Born to Go sounds like a rocket taking off or something. And it's all down to Lemmy, who was kind of the engine of that group. The membership of the band at the time was probably like what the people would call the classic lineup of Hawkwind, and it wasn't. Hawkwind were a band from Ladbroke Grove in London, which was kind of a rough area at the time. It was also the scene of the London Underground. You had papers like alternative news and music papers like Friends and International Times were published there. And out of that ferment came Hawkwind, and they were the kind of band that would play a free show for a benefit for anybody, and they were kind of known as like the people's band. Their membership at the time was Dave Brock on guitar, Terry Ollis, who gave way to Simon King on drums. You had Dick Mick on what they called early on was called audio. He called it audio generator, or audio oscillator, with a wah-wah pedal. And then they had another guy called Del Detmar that played synthesizer. Nick Turner was saxophone, flute, and vocals. Lemmy played bass. And the guy who was kind of the mastermind behind Space Ritual was this guy called Robert Calvert, who was a poet by trade, a writer, and very interested in science fiction, and that's his sci-fi visions are kind of what gave Hawkwind that space rock tag from the earliest days. Robert Calvert came up with this idea of doing a full stage show called The Space Ritual, and it wasn't just the record or the music. They had a couple mimes, they had a new dancers, and they had projections and oil slides, and I mean all this stuff. A guy called Liquid Len and the Lensman, who was a famous lighting guy in the UK. Barney Bubbles, who was a very famous sleeve designer and artist. He did all the art and the program and all and the stage design. concept is fairly loose, and it's kind of in Calvert's mind, it was the idea of these guys that were all in like this suspended animation on the spaceship for 1,000 years, like floating through space. You know, the songs that are on this album from beginning to end are they're kind of their dreams as they're dreaming through space, like 1,000 years of space and times. And they also had Michael Moorcock, who was a famous science fiction writer, kind of Philip K. Dick style dystopian sci-fi in the early 70s. Michael Moorcock wrote stuff for this record and would tour with them when Calvert was kind of he was crazy, and he was bipolar, and every like 12 to 18 months he would have like a nervous breakdown and have to go be put away for a while. And when that happened, when he inevitably freaked out again, then Moorcock would step up and tour with them, and like, and he would do the spoken word bits between songs. You'd have these long 12-minute like super heavy space rock tunes, and then you'd have these like minute and a half spoken word bits by Robert Calvert and or Michael Moorcock, depending on who was available. But and that's kind of what this next one that we'll get into now is a taste of that. And it's Calvert reciting this poem about the guys in their sleep in the spaceship, and it kind of sets the tone between the really heavy songs and then these kind of spacey, creepy interludes that fade back then into the songs. But this is The Awakening, read by Robert Calvert from Hawkwind Space Ritual.
Rather the firestorms of atmospheres than this cruel descent from 1,000 years of dream into the starkness of the capsule, where two of our crew still lay suspended cool in their tombs of steel.
Who can we point to following Hawkwind? Who was influenced by this band?
I think there are a lot of kind of half-rate space rock bands that tried to be Hawkwind after Hawkwind, and that still continues to this day, which is fine. But John Lydon of the Sex Pistols, I remember reading like an interview with him, and he was talking about early influences of the band and kind of how the Sex Pistols were perceived to like hate everything that came before them, like hate the Stones, you know, no more Beatles and Stones in 77 and all that stuff. And that was true to a degree, but he also said that without Hawkwind, there would have been no Sex Pistols, and specifically the song Brainstorm, which we'll play in a second, which is one of Hawkwind's greatest. It's this big riff, and you can totally hear that, and it's kind of like it was a precursor to punk, I think, in a lot of ways. And the Hawkwind, because they were a non-commercial outsider people's band, that also appealed to punks and punk bands. And Hawkwind has worn very well over the years with fans and with people, and people are still getting into Hawkwind all the time now. And it's due to that kind of outsider nature and the fact that they were an influence to punk, and it wasn't like they, you know, started something that ended up with Captain and Tennille. Like, they started something that ended up with the Sex Pistols, which is great.
Space Ritual album. It's Hawkwind here at Reverberation Vinyl in Bloomington. And Lemmy, who's passed away recently, he was in the band. Not the leader of the band, but you know, an instrumental person in his own right. Do you want to focus on something he did here now?
Lemmy was a very strong personality in Hawkwind, and I think the other guys in the band kind of struggled with that. Because like I said, he wasn't the main writer and he wasn't the main vocalist, though he did sing on probably their most famous song, which came out prior to Space Ritual, called Silver Machine. I think Dave Brock, he's still the one guy left in Hawkwind. Like, he was like a guitarist and the vocalist back then. He's a guitarist and the vocalist now. And that band has gone through like 120 members or something. They've gone through a lot of people over the years.
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
Yeah. on Space Ritual, heading toward the end of a record, there's a great song called Time We Left This World Today. And it's kind of a call and return vocal between Dave Brock and Lemmy. And it's one of his great, great moments on the record and just one of Hawkwind's great tunes, period. But this is Time We Left This World Today.
Well, it's not easy getting an overview of this double album in a little segment like this, but you got one more to go here?
Yeah, you kind of end up missing out on some of the texture stuff between songs, the spoken word bits, which we did. We did The Awakening earlier, which kind of gives you an idea of what that's like. And a lot of these songs are really long, but this last one that we'll do, which is an all-time, it's the last big song on the record, called Master of the Universe, and it was kind of Nick Turner, who now he fronts his own version of Hawkwind. There's kind of two competing Hawkwinds out in the world today. And Nick Turner, who is a great guy, but he runs his own Hawkwind, and this was his big number back in the old days, in the classic era of Hawkwind. But yeah, they're one of my all time favorite bands, and it every couple months I'm on a Hawkwind kick, and I was on one when Lemmy kicked it last week, and like I said, it's a bummer that he's gone. I always kind of held out hope that somehow there'd be like just a few more shows with like get all the guys back together, because they're all still alive. I mean, you know, Dick Mick and, you know, like all those guys were still around, and Nick Turner and Lemmy. It'd be cool to see him do it one more time, but obviously that's not going to happen now. But this is Hawkwind at their spacey, powerful best at Master of the Universe.
John Anderson at Reverberation Vinyl across from Illinois Wesleyan on Main Street. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Johnny.